Don't show your job. God wins. So, do as the right band and their fans do. And don't let nature call you away from a rockin' good time. Remember, enjoy. It's not just for incontinence anymore. And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from hell, enjoy with us, Spider-Man.
Thank you. strike is that Dale Carnegie must be spinning in his grave right now.
Or at least rocking in his grave.
them to be exact.
They had an enormous hit record. No one ever played the B-side. We like the B-side quite a lot. We made the same money off of it, as if it were an A-side, so it doesn't really bother us financially, but we'd like to present it to you tonight. Please, the brown acid is bad. In general.
The brown anything is bad.
So why not even the acid? It's called Rainy Day Sun.
Thank you. solo, he said to me, quote, "Carnegie fucking Hall."
He sometimes forget where they are. It's the problem. Our resident Lowell Thomas here has been all around the world dealing with various kinds of insects and fish life, what have you. And wherever he goes, he picks up another strange instrument.
And other things.
And he learns a bit about musics of another land. Also, this is the title track to your solo.
This was a solo effort that I tried to do. It didn't really work out. Originally on the record, this was called Calm Caravan. They fucked it up, so it was called Clam Caravan when it came out. And, once it came out, that was it. So you couldn't do anything about it, never saw it. So
I like it better. Yeah.
So, this is what this is then.
Clam Caravan.
Your friend in the
bands and horn sections, but no one ever volunteered until right about now. Ladies and gentlemen,
the Carnegie Hall Horns! Mitchell Maxwell, Randy Brecker, Michael Brecker, a reunion in Carnegie Hall tonight.
My God, it's really the Brecker Boys, are you kidding?
Thank you.
the first time, a song entitled Sex Bomb has ever been played in Carnegie fucking hall.
Are you ready for your history lesson? Cast your minds back many, many, many eons before your birth. And things were simple.
Cindy's joined us on vocal. Cindy, everyone.
He's a little shy about the last name.
He's a very special friend of mine.
Nice, join us.
So, the one question we're asked more than any other as we travel the world is, are you going to do Stonehenge tonight? Yeah. We're going to do fucking Stonehenge tonight!
Thank you.
we were here tonight.
Oh,
Now it's interesting, this whole MTV campaign comparing it to various diseases. I'm not saying anything. Ladies and gentlemen, we play a lot of outdoor gigs. This obviously is not one of them. This is traditionally our opening number, so if you were there for this opening number, generally, you'd be soaked to the skin and have the greatest time of your life. It's called Stinking Up the Great Outdoors.
we have the pleasure now of introducing a friend. He's going to join us in the next song. And so we'll bring him out.
Strangely enough, he's one of the best songwriters in the world, living or dead.
Yeah.
And please welcome. To do our material.
Please welcome Elvis Costello.
impulse and then put a new attitude on top.
A spin.
Yeah.
Put a spin. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. You ready? Some of our poor pitch school.
shower. I'll be with you in a moment. My family has already seen me for years. Dry as toast. I'd be glad to do the first song that was ever written by Mr. Nigel Tufnell myself.
Thank you. godfather of the Toyota Comedy Festival, Alan King.
Thank you. Seven right in the wrong. sitting here.
Very long ballad that we're going to be now.
Thank you very much for joining me.
Good night.